On Monday night, March 21st, 2005, the best and brightest in the Canadian film industry will converge in Toronto for the 25th annual Genie Awards. The Silver Jubilee of Canada's preeminent film honor will be celebrated with a glittering gala that'll be televised live on a network of Chum-owned television stations, City TV here in Vancouver, Channel 13, and across the country on Bravo, Star, and Musimax. The program will be hosted by film, television, and theater actress Andrea Martin, and the show will be produced by Dan Hughes. Mr. Hughes joins me on the line from Toronto this morning to talk about the nominees as well as preview what we'll see on Monday night. Please welcome to thecommentary.ca Dan Hughes. Good morning, Mr. Hughes.
Good morning.
The 25th Annual Genie Awards, this is the second year, is it, that they're on Chum?
This is our second year, yep. Last year was the first year, obviously, and Scott Thompson hosted. And this year, as you mentioned, Andrea Martin is taking over as host of the 25th Genie Awards.
Talk to me about Andrea Martin and what she brings to the show in terms of her comedic talents or film experience.
Yeah, well, she's amazing. She's absolutely hilarious. She's a wonderful actress, a Tony Award winner for My Favorite Year. She's currently on Broadway, and she's being totally acclaimed for her role in Fiddler on the Roof. And, you know, everyone knows her from My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and of course, SCTV. But she also was a bit of a pioneer in the Canadian film industry. She did a few Canadian movies in the early 70s, Cannibal Girls for director Ivan Reitman, a picture called Martha, Ruth, and Edie for director Deepa Mehta. She did a movie called Foxy Lady that's impossible to track down these days, also for Ivan Reitman. And she was in Black Christmas, which was a great, great Canadian film. So she's an amazing actress, but more importantly for our purposes, she is incredibly funny and a fabulous writer. So she's going to bring so much to the show on Monday night.
In terms of the other presenters and performers, what else will we see on Monday night?
Well, because it's the 25th Genie Awards, we're trying to balance, pay tribute to some past winners as well as, you know, obviously honor this year's film. So we have past winners, acting winners like Kenneth Welsh, Sylvie Moreau, David LaHaye, Don McKellar, Mark McKinney, Sheila McCarthy. These are all past winners, and we're balancing them with some younger stars like Brendan Fair from Sugar, Kristen Adams from Child Star, Ellen Page from Will Be Wonderful. We've got wonderful presenters from Quebec, Roy Dupuis and Pascal Boussier, who are huge stars in Quebec, and they're also nominees this year. Pascal for Ma Vie en Cinemascope, and Roy Dupuis for Memoir Affective. Deborah Kerr Unger we have on board to present Best Picture, and also Chris Landreth, who won an Academy Award a couple of weeks ago for Best Animated Short for Ryan, and we have him presenting this year as well. So, you know, another great year of presenters, for sure.
Now, the odd thing about the Genies is that there are rules about eligibility, that you have to be Canadian, do you, to be nominated? Is that true?
You're right, the eligibility rules, they can be a bit hard to decipher, but in the case of Being Julia, if you're referring to that, that's a minority co-production, which means that the actors can be nominated if they're Canadian. So Bruce Greenwood's nominated for supporting actor. Annette Bening is not nominated for lead actress because it is a co-production and the director of the film is not Canadian. It's István Csaba, who's Hungarian. So it does get a bit complicated. But all award shows have to have some criteria, and especially to try to sort of, award shows that are designed to sort of promote a particular country's film industry, like the Genies are designed to promote the Canadian film industry. These rules have to be in place, I guess, to sort of protect the Canadian artists and the Canadian producers.
Because I was wondering why Annette Bening was not nominated for Being Julia, but Ian McKellen was, and they're both non-Canadians.
In that case, Anil, which is a co-production, but the director of the film is Canadian. So that's the deciding factor.
I see.
You know, so it does sound a bit arbitrary, but at some point someone's got to make a decision, you know, how do we deal with this? So I can see that it's confusing to people who are saying exactly what you said. Why Ian and why not Annette? But that is the reason.
In terms of the films that are nominated, is this like the Oscars this year where not so many people have seen these films, or is it?
In a way, it is a bit like the Oscars. It's always a problem with the Genie Awards is have people seen the films? Are they being distributed wide enough that people can see them? Do they have the sort of promotional budgets that people know about them, which is a huge challenge for the Canadian film industry? But, you know, of the five Best Picture nominees, being Juliet, I think most people have heard of because Annette Bening did win the Golden Globe, was nominated for an Oscar. Le Triplets de Belleville, this performance on the Academy Awards last year, I think it was nominated for an Academy Award as well last year. Well, for original song. It's a popular picture. Love, Sex, and Eating the Bones got a lot of interest when it was released. It's an acclaimed picture. And then the two from Quebec, Memoir Affective and La Vie en Cinemascope, were both hits in Quebec. They haven't had very high visibility in the rest of English Canada. But hopefully, like last year's French movies, Les Invasions Barbares and Le Grand Séduction, hopefully they will be released here and audiences will go see them because they're both amazing movies.
So really, the Genies are a promotion tool for Canadian films.
Totally. I mean,
afterwards.
I think that's the goal, is to promote these pictures, show them in their best light, which is easy to do because they are amazing. I mean, every year, the 2 years I've been involved, part of the best, the most fun part for me is watching the movies because, I'm always so pleased that the movies are great, and I'm thinking it's just too bad that more people don't know about them and aren't seeing them. So that's our goal, is to promote, show as much of the movies as we can during the broadcast, and I assure you, if when you watch the show, there'll be at least a couple of movies that you'll want to see after watching this Genie Award.
Now, it's the second year on CHUM. How did that happen? Did the CBC just lose interest in broadcasting the show, or?
I don't think they lost interest. I think it is important when cultural institutions sort of reinvent themselves. I think it was more of a matter that CHUM had interest in it, because we are a huge supporter of Canadian film, both on the investment level. We're involved in, investing in Canadian film. Definitely involved in airing them, and we're so involved in promoting them on shows on the Star Channel, on programs like Star TV and movie television. We're constantly promoting Canadian films. So it just really fit in with our mandate, to promote Canadian movies. So I think it was more an issue of us wanting to do it rather than CBC not wanting to do it.
Now, is it a fun telecast to produce?
I think so. I mean, I love it. I love working with someone like Andrea. And I love the movies. It's what I do year-round. I produce a show called Star TV, and that's our mandate, is to promote 100% Canadian stars, Canadian film, television, music, comedy. So for me, to be able to meet someone like Pascal Bussier on Genie's Night is like, that's a huge thrill, because all year long I've sort of been following career, so, I mean, I love it. It's great.
Now, is it a difficult task in terms of logistics to produce?
It's a big show, but we're used to doing big shows. We do a huge New Year's Eve show in Toronto every year, CHUM. The Much Music Video Awards, which happen every June now here at the CHUM building in Toronto, is just a massive undertaking. So our production people, our technical crews, I'm sort of used to it. So it's a challenge. What we did last year and this year was very different from other programs that CHUM has done. We're building a stage. We're doing sort of a Golden Globe-style dinner award show. So it is a challenge, but that's what we like here, and we love doing live television. It's what we thrive on. So it's a good kind of challenge.
As a producer, Dave, do you study people like Gil Cates and Don Mischer and get ideas from them?
Not really. I mean, if I might be reading about Gil Cates and thinking, well, they're facing some of the same challenges that we face, but we don't we're not definitely not modeled after the Academy Awards. We're doing the Genie Awards in 90 minutes. We try to pack as much sort of entertainment value in there, and that's the way we package the show. Our opening nominee packs are sort of scripted comedy vignettes. We've got Andrea, so and we do fewer awards. We do the broadcast is sort of confined to the acting, screenplay, direction, documentary, and best picture awards, really. So, I mean, we do, obviously we watch the Academy Awards like everyone else, but there's not, we're not really taking anything from that show.
And the other thing I noticed, Resident Evil Apocalypse, that won the Golden Reel Award, and that's already been announced?
Yes.
The Golden Reel Award, that's, who gives that award, and what is that for?
It is sponsored by Telefilm, and it goes to the Canadian movie with the highest domestic box office. So it's the most successful Canadian movie at the box office. And, last year's winner was Seraphim from Quebec. The Les Boys trilogy, I think, is one every year that there's been a Les Boys movie. It was a Care Bears movie once that won it. So it's sort of it's a nod and acknowledgement to sort of success at the box office.
And back to the broadcast for a sec, the audience, how are the numbers in terms of, are people watching the telecast?
They are. I mean, we have, at Chum, we have a smaller reach than CBC. I know one thing we did last year was double the younger movie-going audience, the 18 to 34. I think we doubled from CBC in the past. And we got about the same number of viewers that CBC had in previous years with a smaller reach, which was definitely positive for us. So, you know, we're doing, in terms of promotion, we're working overtime to promote this show to make sure we can get the largest possible audience, which is a bit of a challenge because, as you noted, not a lot of people have seen the movies, so, you know, we've got to do our part to promote it. Let people know that it's going to be an entertaining show, and even if you haven't seen the movie, you can still enjoy the show, and hopefully when you do see it, you will then want to go see the movie.
So let's give the times again. The 25th Annual Genie Awards are Monday night, and the times across the country?
They are. It's in Vancouver. City TV Vancouver will be 8 p.m. Access in Alberta will be running it at 6. There's so many times across the country. The show goes live at 8 Eastern Time, and I think it's on tape delay in Vancouver, so 8 o'clock in Vancouver. It's also carried on Bravo, it's carried on Star, it's carried on Musimax in Quebec, which is excellent for us. I know we got a very strong audience there last year. That will be 8 p.m. as well. But in terms of the BC audience, I think you're looking at 8 p.m. on City TV Vancouver.
And if you want to watch it live, go to Bravo or Star, right?
Go to Bravo at 5 o'clock, right?
Dan, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be watching on Monday night.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
The 25th Annual Genie Awards are this Monday, the 21st of March, on Chum, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on City TV in Toronto and Vancouver, as well as on Bravo and Star and Musimax. The host will be the ubiquitous Andrea Martin, and its producer, Dan Hughes, has been my guest for the commentary